we did Simakul Pei Sif Beis. We discussed the last line in the Ramah. That's the last thing we discussed. That the Ramah writes anybody know where do we leave off?
That's
a Sari Gimel. Sari
Gimel, or what?
But the Kli is not... But you say, by Kli, yeah. So the... Just to review again, the Gemara has the concept Chaticha Atzman Nasis Nevela. It is not to be taken literally. A piece of meat doesn't become nevela. If I shech the behema, it can't become a nevela later on. Chaticha nas nevela is a melitza. What it means is, if I have a piece of kosher meat and I cook milk with it, so the Gemara uses an expression, chaticha atzma nasis nevela. It's possible, but it doesn't mean nevela. It means the whole thing becomes osa. So the original din of chaticha atzma nasis nevela in the Gemara is with respect to basa b'cholam. That's a din deraisa. That is what basa b'cholam is all about. It becomes osa. It becomes a chefza, even though it started off as kosher meat. Becomes a chefza of machalas asuris. Let's say if you have a piece of a steak and it's balea trefa dam, or it's balea trefa chaleb, or it's balea trefa nevela, and the steak is a chaticha harui l'skabin. We have a din midirabbanon, even though a yovish b'yovish, if you have tarubas yovish b'yovish, it's batel chad b'trei. One is treif and two are kosher, so the one treif becomes batel in the two that are kosher. But if it's a chaticha harui l'skabin, or it's a dovish of a minyan, a dovish chashuv, something like that, so then it's not batal mid rabbanon. So that din, that a chaticha roi l'skabit is not batal, only applies if the yisur is an yisur machmas atzma. Let's say I have a delicious kosher steak and it became treif because of a bli of dama, bli of chela, bli of nevela, bli of treifus or something. So then a din in your day is that it does become batal. So what if you have a delicious steak and I poured on milk, I poured on butter on the steak and it became basan b'cholam? So it says, so the Shach points out, that's the long Shach and Simen Kuf Hei, Sikot Yud Zayin, that long Shach. He quotes the Rishonim and say, that's an off in a Mishnah, they scream. That's an off in a Mishnah in the end of Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah lists off Chaticha Roi L'Skabes and lists off Basa B'Cholam. But the flesh was kosher, it's only also because of the bee of the butter in it. No, once you cook the flesh with the basar, the flesh with the butter, then the Gemara uses the Melitza, Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevela, means the steak becomes straight, not just... You're not allowed to eat it because it has butter in it. No, the steak becomes a chaticha di surah. And a chaticha roi l'skabit is not betela. That's an isa machmasat. That's a beferish mishnah in the end of Avodah Zarah. That's what the Shach quotes there from the Truma Sadeshin, I think. He screams, tsanof in a mishnah, chaticha atzman asnevet. So there was a machlekes and taisvis and chulin daf kufam and aleph. Taisvis presents as if it's machlekes the Rabbein Ephraim and the Rabbein Tam. It's not the Rabbein Ephraim alone, it's rov harishainim against the Rabbein Tam. Rov HaRishonim and the Mechaber Paskins like Rov HaRishonim hold that Chaticha Atzman Asnevela only applies to Basa B'Cholam, but does not apply to Shaar Isurim. If you have a piece of flesh and you pour in a little Trefa Chela Vadama or something, not only does it not have the Din of Chaticha Roi L'Skabed, it's not an Nisa Machmas Atzma, it's an Nisa Machmas HaBalua, and Balua is not Roi L'Skabed, you wouldn't, if this piece of flesh would fall in this trefa piece of flesh, means kosher piece of flesh that has a trefa bli in it. If it falls into a pot of soup, and you know you have shishim against the volume of the trefas that was nivela, that's the shaila, is that sufficient? But you have to calculate shishim kineged the whole steak, which is the carrier of these. So the Mechaber Paskins like the Rov Rishonim, why should you need shishim kineged the whole steak? The steak was kosher before and remains kosher. The Ramah says, no, you have to, like the Rabbein Tam. The Ramah Paskins like the minority opinion, like the Rabbein Tam, that's Ashkenazim, follow this psak. We mentioned this shayla comes up every day in industrial kashas. In the private home, it rarely comes up, but in kashas organization, it comes up all the time. You have a non-kosher ingredient, is mixed into another bunch of ingredients, and you don't have shishim, and then by the time you throw it into the main michael, You have more than shishim against the non-kosher ingredient, but you don't have shishim against the whole mixture. Because they first mix this treif ingredient into 20, 30 units of heter. Then they throw the whole thing into a bigger pot. So very, very often you'll have shishim against the treif ingredient shabbat, but you won't have shishim against the whole tarubis. So Mechaba says, lahakel, you don't need shishim connected the whole thing. The Ramah says, chaticha atzma nasis nevel. That din, chaticha atzma nasis nevel, you need shishim connected the whole volume of the tarubis, not sufficient with shishim connected the volume of the yisa that got mixed in. Is that their isa der abanon? So the shach paskins la'loch and sivkot and yud beis, which simon was? Here, Tzadik Beis. That's where the Mechaba and the Ramah are. Tzadik Beis Siv Dalet. So the Mechaba paskin like Rofer Hashem, there is no din chanan bishar isurim. And the Ramah paskins lechumre. So the Shach writes in Yud Beis, it's only midi Rabban. We paskin chaticha nas nevel bishar isurim is only midi Rabban. Rabbi Kevega points out that the Tosus and Chul and Kufam and Beis holds not so. Tosus is beferish, the chaticha nas nevel bishar isurim is even a din derais. Okay. So the Shad, how do you understand this halacha of chaticha atzma nasis nevel b'sharisim? Why in the world should you require shishim keneged the whole volume of the tarubis? So there was a popular idea that several achrenim suggested. Rav Soloveitchik used to say it in the name of the Imre Bina, the name of the Imre Baruch. It was one of the few svarim that Rav Soloveitchik would look at because he was in their family. Rav Baruch Karinka was somehow related to the Rav Chaim Volozhin or to the Soloveitchik family. So that's one of the few achronim that he had in the house. The others he poshut didn't have. So the Imre Baruch has this idea, and the Aruch HaShulchan has it, and Eli says that the Prima Godim has it. This is a popular notion. That is the Rabbi Natam Lashitosoi. Tosfos had, the Gemara had a discussion, what's the din of Tam Kikar? Is Tam Kikar the Raisa the Rabban? Everybody agrees there's a din of Tam Kikar. What does Tam Kikar mean? I have a candy bar, or I have cookies, and it has no hashgacha, so it has treif ingredients. You're not allowed to eat it. How much chazer schmaltz can it have already? It has more than 50% of the ingredients of chazer schmaltz, not shayach. It's clearly less than 50%. No, less than 50%, let it be bottle beray. What's the problem? So that's the halacha. Tam is kikar. Even though it's less than 50%, or should it become bottle? So the halacha says, since it succeeds in giving an asinas tam, so it doesn't become bottle. So the Gemara keeps on going back and forth, Shailan Tanoim, Shailan Lamaroim. Is this halacha of Tam Kikar, Din Deraisa, Din Derabban? Bottom line, how do we paskin? Machlekes. So in the first sif in Simen Tzadik Ches, the Shulchan Aruch paskins Tam Kikar is Deraisa, and therefore what's a nafkamina whether something is a Din Deraisa, Din Derabban? And Sofik Deraisa Luchumra, Sofik Derabban Lakulis. So if you have a Sofik Shishim, I can have a suffix shishim, have somebody taste it. So the Shach explains how you can have a suffix shishim. Okay. A question on the Hechitimtz. So if you have a suffix, if you have shishim or not, suffix, whether it's nice and tam, so suffix shishim, if tam kikar is a dinder, I say sveka der isa luchum. Tam kikar is a dinder abonon, so suffix shishim will be a sveka der abonon lakula. So the Mechaber paskins like Tosfos, so tam kikar is a dinder isa. And Tosfos has this, and Chulin, and other Mesichtas, they're in disagreement with Rashi. Rashi paskins in a few places, many a chulin, and in Pesachim, Rashi in a few places paskins that Tam Kikar is the Rabbanon. Tam Kikar love the Raisa, and we don't accept Rashi Shita. We paskin like Tosfos. That's a deal in the Prima Godim, and another Acharenim, when the Mechaber paskins in Simen Tzadik Ches, and nobody disagrees. That's the accepted Pesach. Tam Kikar is the Raisa, and Sofik Shishim is Luchumra, because it's Sveka the Raisa Luchumra. Was that Pesach B'Torah Svadai or B'Torah Sofik? That Tam Kikar is the Raisa. Is that because we're mesupik, maybe Tosfos is right, so therefore you have to be consider it a possibility that it's a sveka deraisa lechumra, or no, but teres vaday tam kikar is deraisa. My nafkamina, in some rare cases it may come up that saying tam kikar derabbanon will be a chumra, so you have to be machmer for that possibility. So the Prima Godim thinks that the Mechaber only said it lechumra, he would never say it lekula, and the Afikayam quotes a whole story that Rav Simcha Zelig told him that Rav Chaim once gave a psak on a certain shaila on the assumption that Tam Kikar is deraisa b'taras vaday, and Rav Simcha Zelig was absolutely kofuf to Rav Chaim. He was the dayan in Brisk, and after the maise, after they did what Rav Chaim paskin, then Rav Simcha Zelig mentioned to him that one of the achrayim writes he's not so convinced. He didn't even say the Prima Godim, says one of the give us Pinchos as a tshuva that he thinks that maybe the Mechaber only meant it lahachmer, not lahokas. Rav Chaim says, why don't you tell me before? Why do you keep quiet the whole time? And why do you keep quiet? Because he was kofef to Rav Chaim. But Rav Chaim said, that's like Moshe Rabbeinu said. So he told him as a collector's item, you know, as a believer or not, you should know, the Givas Pinchas doesn't, not so convinced of that. Rav Chaim wasn't so. Rav Chaim said, if he would have told him in advance, he wouldn't have paskin like that. Maybe you should consider yourself. So that's a deal. Fine. So the Tosfos has a whole discussion. Rashi holds Tam Kikar lav deraisa. It's only the Rabbanan. Tosfos holds not so. Tam Kikar is deraisa. So where does that leave you? So if you eat the candy bar, and it has a little bit of a treif of flavoring, you eat the cookies that are treif, eat any food product that has a little bit of a non-kosher ingredient. Non-kosher ingredient is less than 50%, but it adds geschmack. It gives flavoring to the food. So we assume, like Tosfos, that's an issa deraisa. Does he get malchus also? The Tosfos has a machlokes. Rabbeinu Yosef Mior Lanz, Rabbeinu Yosef Shoholach Leretz Hatzvi. He was the Bala Tosfos who moved to Eretz Yisrael. So sometimes they call him Rabbeinu Yosef Mior Lanz, because that's where he lived originally. Sometimes he calls him Rabbeinu Yosef Shoholach Leretz Hatzvi, because he moved to Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbeinu Yosef Mior Lanz is quoted in Tosfos as saying, yeah, Tam Kikar deraisa, but there's never any malchus. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, because it's only an Iser Esei. There is no lav. You only get malchus if you violate a lois esei. That's dumi the lav da chasim. It has to either say loy, like loy sachsam shor bedishoy, or it has to say hishame pen vial. Hishame pen vial is the equivalent of loy. But here it's learned out through a yafusa. It says you have to do kiyule klei midyon, you have to kasher the treif kelim by mechemes midyon, the yamechomish bamidbar. So that's deduced from the parsha. That's like a lava ba mechlala. Say the chumash says you have to kasher the kelim, otherwise you won't be allowed to eat the food. So that's ein loikemo. Rabbi Natan disagrees. Most of the Balei HaTosfos disagree. They say it's wrong. We should apply the concept over here of ahadre l'isurei kama. You have a pasuk that says the chazer is awesome. Then you have an exception to the rule that says if the chazer is batel beroiv, it becomes batel. Where's that pasuk that says if it's batel beroiv, it should become batel? So Rashi always says acharam lahatas. The original pasuk acharam lahatas goes on a bezin that you follow the majority opinion when there's a split vote. So Rashi holds that included in that pasuk is also bittel beroiv. Okay, as I state in Rashi and Chulin. So you have a rule chazer is treif. You have an exception to the rule acharam lahatas. Whenever the chazer is bittel beroiv, it should really disappear. Then you have an exception to the exception that if the iser is nice and tam in the heter, even though you have a right hat against the near disser, so then Halacha says that it's awesome. So do you say when you have an exception to the exception, it goes back to the original rule? Ahadre, we put it back, li yisuri kama. It reverts back to be included in the isser loy says it's a loy kmola, but you say, no, it's an exception to the rule. It's an exception to the exception. It's a footnote on the bottom of the page on a footnote. On top of the page is the rule, chazer is awesome. Then you have a footnote on the bottom, that if it's batel beroiv, then it's mutter. Then you have a footnote on the foot on the bottom. If it's nice and tam, then it's not going to be. Then it's going to be awesome. But it doesn't go back into the original rule. There's no loy says. So the Rabbeinu Yosef Meir Lanz told you don't say ahad really surikam, and the Rabbeinu Tamid all about it. Tosfos say that there is malchus. The shaila was there's a gemara in Avodah Zarah. The gemara says that there's no malchus. How do you deal with the gemara? So Rashi says simple tam kikalav deraisa, easy. The Rabbeinu Yosef Meir Lanz says, no, it's an Iser Deraisa, but it's only an Iser Esei. That's why there's no Malkus. And the other Rishonim have to work hard to figure out why there's no Malkus. So the Rambam, so the Ravid says, simple, why there's no Malkus. How much did you eat? If you eat so many cookies that you swallow the kazayas of chazah, if you ate so many candies, so many candy bars that have a kazayas of chazah, then you like it. But if you just eat one or two candy bars, how much chazer shmaltz is there already in the whole candy bar? It's less than a kazai. So less than a kazai. So it's a chatzis shir. So of course you ain't a loike. That's what the Ravid says. The Rambam, but the Ravid holds a chatzis shir asim in atar. You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it because it's a chatzis shir. The Rambam writes.
And it doesn't help that you're going to eat. It's not going to be. It doesn't help that you're eating the candy bar which has a treif in it. You can't be mitzar of that to the shir.
You're not mitzarev the kosher part of the candy bar. It's not mitzarev to the sheer kazayas.
So you need kazayas of tarfus.
Yes, that the Rambam and the Ravid both hold. You only get malchus if you eat the kazayas of tarfus. But the Ravid holds if you eat one candy bar that has a chatzi zayas of tarfus, a chatzi shiras manatera. And the Rambam writes that there is no chatzi shiras manatera. Why not? So some claim there's a rush on Rashi on Machshirin says, and it takes us in the end of Avodah Zarah, they also say like the Rash, there's room to say a svara, Chatzishir Osman HaTorah is only one at B.N. When it's Chatzishir HaDei Taruvah, then it's only in Issa D'Rabban. So the Pashto says it's against the Gemara. There's a Gemara in the beginning of Beitza. That's Kemat Befer, not that, there's a Tosis in the beginning of Beitza that writes like that. Tosis sounds like they hold the Chatzishir HaDei Taruvah is only the Rabbanon, based on the Gemara Chulam. We didn't learn it yet. And the way they had a different girsa. The way it says in our editions, all the editions of the Gemara Chulam that we have, it says Fakir. Said the Chatzishir HaDei Taruvah is an Issa D'Rais. So we usually don't accept that opinion. Chatzishir HaDei Taruvah is only the Rabbanon. So the Rambam says, yeah, ain't a loike. So the Minchas Kayin is a sefer that was written by one of the earlier Achrayim, only has three topics. One topic, three sections in the sefer. One section he talks about Tam Kikar. All there is to know about Tam Kikar till his generation. Prima Gaudim already discovered some more about Tam Kikar. And the later Achrayim, but they all quote from the Minchas Kayin. Then the other section is about Ben Hashmashos. All there is to know about Ben Hashmashos. What's the third section? Amir with Anochri, I think. Three topics, the whole Sefer Minchas Kayin. Asvar Deshagol. So the Minchas Kayin is the one who understood the Rambam as saying that the Rambam holds it's only in Issa D'Rabban, but Shirai De Tarubis is Mutta. So that's very difficult. The Pashto says that's not Pshat in the Rambam. So you look in the Rambam, the Brisker Rav explains in the Shiurim HaNozir, there's a big Sugya Nozir, goes on and on and on, same Sugya Psochim, and in Avodah Zarah about Tam Kikar, the Reis of the Rabbanu, which Pasuk is learned that, whether the Rav Kaminis, which Pasuk learned from this Pasuk, learned from the other Pasuk. So the Brisker Rav just says, the way the Rambam understood the Gemara Nozir is that Tam Kikar is the Reis, correct? But it's conditional, you only apply Tam Kikar if you have Kazayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. What does it mean, Kazayis Bechilas Pras? That one could have said, only if you have that ratio, a Kazayis Bechdei Achilas Pras is a certain proportion. How much is a Pras? So there's a Machlekes Hatanayim. In the Mishnah in Erevin, how much is a Pras? What is a Pras? Pras means you take a big loaf of bread and you break it in half. Allah Frost Leroy Vlachmecha, Yeshaya Navi says. So Pras means a half a loaf of bread. How big is the loaf of bread to begin with, and what's the significance of the half a loaf of bread? So the whole loaf of bread is what the Mishnah talks about, Mazon Shtei Sudas. What is the concept of Mazon Shtei Sudas? That's a din de Rabbanan. That's for Erev Eit Chumen. Al Pi Pashtus, Erev Eit Chumen is a din de Rabbanan. We paskin, the whole din of Chum Shabbos is only the Rabbanan. The Rambam paskins like the Rif, based on Yerushalmi, that Chumen Yud Beis Mil is a din de Rais. So the Shad is, if you hold that, or the Rebbe Akiva's opinion, that we don't paskin like Rebbe Akiva, for sure not. Bekiva's opinion is that Alpai Mama is 1 mil, Alpai Mama is a din Tchum deraisa. So if you hold like Rabbi Akiva that Alpai Mama is deraisa, or if you hold like the Mechaba who paskins like the Rif and the Ramam that Yud Beis Mil is deraisa, would it help if you make an Erev Eit Tchumin? I leave a jar of pickles, Besof HaTchum, I leave a loaf of bread, I leave a box of matzahs, and I say, with this Erev Eit Tchumin, I should be allowed to go Chutz L'Tchum. This whole kunst, this whole shtick, that if you make an Erev Eit Tchumin, if you would have asked me, I would have said it only works if Tchumen is lav deraisa. Hey, Momer, hey, Momer, said, made a takana that you left the box of mice, you left the jar of pickles. That's my mokum, and I have another alpai mom. So the Mishnah Brewer and the Bir Alocha raises the shot. The end of Chelek Dalet in the Shulchan Aruch. When the Shulchan Aruch talks about Tchumen, so the Mishnah Brewer raises the question. Lo and behold, he discovers a Ramban, where the Ramban says that if Tchumen deraisa, Erev Tchumen still works. That's a Chidish Nifla. The Erev Tchumen works on the level of deraisa. The Pashtus is like the other side in the Mishnah Brewer, that it shouldn't work minatar. I'll call upon him. Either it's a din deraisa, din derabbanan, that you leave, the way we pass in Halacha, the whole institution of Truman is only derabban. So the whole institution there of Truman is obviously only derabban. There are more paskins, like Taisus, that even Yud Beis Mil is also only derabban. But Chabad paskins, like the Rambam, that the Truman, Yud Beis, and the Rambam, and the Rif, based on Yerushalmi, that's the Rif at the end of the first parak in Erevin, quotes this Yerushalmi, no, Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa. When the Gemara says nobody holds like Rabbi Akiva, that's Alpai Mama. 1 mil is the Rabbana. The Yud Beis Mil, the Rishami says that could be that's the Raisa. The Rambam counts it as one of the mitzvahs in the Taryag mitzvahs. He counts one mitzvah not to do Malach on Shabbos and covers all the Lamatas of Malach. Another mitzvah Leisese, not to go Chutz L'Tchum. It's not included in the mitzvah not to do Malach. Tchumen is not a Malach. There's no Chorus, there's no Misa. It's a separate Isa. Not to go Chutz L'Tchum is a separate din. It's not one of the Malachas. So the Mishnah talks about Erevei Truman. Either it's a din d'oraisa possibly, or it's a din d'rabbanan, the way we have some din d'rabbanan. So how much food do you have to leave over there that you should have there? How many pickles do you have to leave? And how many potatoes do you have to leave? It has to be cooked potatoes. You can't leave raw food. It has to be royal achila. How much wine do you have to leave? How much challah do you have to leave? How much food do you have to leave? Gefilte fish, whatever. Bakol mi'arvin, you can make an erev etchumen with any food. The Mishnah says, Eim arvin erev echatzeres ela bepas. When you want to carry in a building, you want to carry in an erev, in an area, so you have to have an erev echatzeres, that has to be pas. Eim arvin ela bepas. The erev etchumen is a Mishnah. Bakol mi'arvin, that's the beginning of the third paragraph ever. Bakol mi'arvin, erev etchumen could be any food. So how much food, how much volume of a food do you have to leave? So the Mishnah says, mazon shtei sudas, the amount that a normal person, not talking about a chazer, how much bread would a normal person eat in the course of two meals? How much fish would a normal person eat? How much pickles would a normal person eat? How much whatever it is? How many vegetables? Each vegetable is going to be different. How much would you eat normally in two meals? So if you want to make an erev etchumen with bread, it's also okay. If bread is good for erev etchumen, it's certainly good for erev etchumen. So how much bread is normal? How much is mazon shtei sudas for erev etchumen? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. The machlekes is, how much bread is normal for a person to eat in one meal? Is it three beitzim or four beitzim? So whatever is normal for one meal, so the mazon shtei sudas, the pas, the erev etchumen, is going to either be the volume of six beitzim or the volume of eight beitzim. However much mazon suda achas is, well, the mazon suda achas is three beitzim of bread or four beitzim of bread. That's usually nogea when you say if you eat enough cake that you cake you say bari minimis cake and cookies bari minimis honest. If you eat enough cake and cookies that you kaver suda on it, then you say im hamoitzi and wash until it's yadam and you bench bichos hamozen. So how much cake and cookies do you have to eat? So some of the poskim, a lot of classical poskim say mozen suda achas. How much is that? They say k'dachilas pras. Either three, the volume of three beitzim or the volume of four beitzim. Usually people say lahakel. They assume that you go lahakel. So only mazon suda achas is if you have the volume of four beitzim of cake and cookies, that's called the kriya suda. So the Mishnah has a machlokes hatanoim. What's mazon shtei sudas davayin ches or so towards the end of erev? How much is mazon shtei sudas for the purpose of erev etchumen? And the machlokes depends on how much is mazon suda achas. So we have a din deraisa. We have a din deraisa where pras plays a role. The whole institution of mazon shtei sudas could be that it's in Gansan, the Rabbanon, but the pras, the mazon suda achas, that plays a role on the level of the raisa. If you eat chazer, so we pass, and there's a machlokes hatanoim, how much chazer do you have to eat? So Rab Shimon says in the Mishnah in the end of Makkos, kol shuhul makkos, lo mekazais ela lidyan chatas bilvad. We don't accept Rab Shimon the Tana, Rab Shimon Baichoy. We don't accept Rab Shimon's opinion. We pass, and you only get malchus if you eat a kazais of treifas. Chotzi shira is a machlokes, but the chotzi shira asman atar asman rabbanon. We pass like Rabbi Yechanan against Rish Lakish. The last parak in Yuma, the chotzi shira is asman atar. According to Rabbi Shimon, chotzi shira is loike. So of course it's asman atar. We don't pass like Rabbi Shimon. We pass on chotzi shira is ain't a loike. So that's why it's a room for a machlokes, and we pass on chotzi shira is asman atar. So the kezayis that you eat, the kezayis of chazer that you eat, you have to eat it. You have to swallow it. Bavasachas? No. Even if you eat it slowly, it's also mitzarf to a gazais. What if he has a half a gazais now, a half a gazais tomorrow, a half a gazais now, a half a gazais in another 2 hours? That's not mitzarf him. Has to eat it within a certain time limit. What's that time limit? So the Gemara says, b'chdei achilas pras. You have to eat the gazais, b'chdei achilas pras, within the amount of time that would eat, that it would take to eat a whole pras of that bread. So let's say you're eating a kazayas of the, not bread, you're eating chazer, eating some tray for food. So you have to eat a kazayas in order to be eligible to get malchus. The guy wants to make sure he gets malchus. So he has to eat a kazayas of chazer, kazayas of treifas. From the beginning of the eating till the end of the eating has to be less than kedei achilas pras. What's kedei achilas pras? The amount of time that it would have taken to eat. Not a kazayis, but dachilus is kazayis. No, that means you can't pause at all. You have to keep on eating. It does not have to be kazayis, dachilus, kazayis. The amount of time that it would take to eat, quite a few kazayis. How many kazayis are there in a pras? So it depends on two things. How many beitzim are there in a pras? Are there three beitzim or four beitzim? That was a machlokes hatanoim. And that's a machlokes that we showed him how to pass. And there's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, three beitzim or four beitzim. Then there's a further question, a debate in the Rishonim. What's the ratio between a kazayis and a kebetza. Clearly a kazayis is smaller than a kebetza. Clearly it's smaller. Question is, are there two zaysim in a beitza, or are there three zaysim in a beitza? How much is a kazayis? Is it chatzi beitza or is it shlish beitza? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Hilchas Pesach, by eating matzah, he quotes the machlokes. The Magen Avraham gives you the psak there, that he says, benegiah to a din d'oraisa, we're machmer. Let's say matzah, on the first night of Pesach, you have to eat the volume of matzah of a chatzi beitza. And the second night of Pesach is only the Rabbanon, so if you ate the volume of a shlish beitza, that would also be good. You would eat the second night of Pesach, matzah is only the Rabbanon. Usually people eat much more than kazayis. But if a person can only eat the bare minimum, so how much is the bare minimum? So the first light of Pesach, matzah is deraisa. I remember Rabbi Schwab, Zechon Lebracha, from the neighborhood, told me that the last years of his life he wasn't allowed to eat bread. All year long he didn't eat bread. Shabbos Yontov never ate bread. Cake and cookies up Gereth, he wasn't allowed to eat. But even bread he was. So he never washed. But on Pesach night, there's a din deraisa. So on the first night of Pesach, he ate a kazayis matzah. A chatzi beitza. And the second night of Pesach is only the Rabbanon, so he ate a shlish beitza. As it says in the Magen Avraham. You follow the instructions, but it says in Magen Avraham. That's another issue, whether we should assume that the shurim shrank his manazeh. That's another issue. So what is the ratio between a kazayis and a pras? In order to get malchus, you have to eat a kazayis, a pras, a turka de achilas pras. Within the amount of time that it would take to eat a whole pras of chazer. So how much is a pras? So if you say that a zayis is a half a beitza, and there are three beitzim in a pras, so 2 times 3 is 6. So it means you can eat your kazayis of matzah, eat the kazayis of marer, eat the kazayis of chazer in order to get malchus. You can pause the amount of time that would have taken to eat six kazayis. You can pour so much, the amount of time that it would take you to eat, you've got plenty of time. If you say the other opinions, if you say that there are three zaysim in a beitza, and there are four beitzim in a pras, so then it's 12. So it's twice as much. You can eat the kazayis of matzah, you can pause it, you can dilly-dally all you want. You can have a half a kazayis now and have a kazayis tomorrow. But you can have quite a while, the amount of time that it would take to eat 12 kazayis. 12 kazayis, that's twice as much as eating 6 kazayis. And if you hold that it's shlish beitza in 3, so it's the amount of time it takes to eat 9. And so on, the combinations. So the Rambam understood the Gemara and Nazir that yes, tam kikir is their isa. And therefore, and a hadrid yisurikami, you do get malchus. But the Gemara says, if at the end of Avodah Zarah, if you eat tam kiki, you don't get malchus. So the Rambam says, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Based on the Gemara Nazir, the Rambam understood, if you eat kazayis bechdei achilas pras, then you get malchus. If you didn't eat kazayis achilas pras, you don't get malchus. So the Ravid says, you have to eat a kazayis of iser. You're not going to get malchus for eating the heter. We pass ganein heter mitzdarf liiser. That's another machlekes satanai. The din that says if you eat a kazayis of trefa food, you get malchus, does that mean you have to eat a full kazayis of non-kosher food? What if you ate together a half a kazayis of kosher food and a half a kazayis of non-kosher food? Would you say hetem et starf liyisa to be mashlim the shiur of kazayis or no? So we pass kemechola terkula, with possible exceptions to the rule, but by rare cases, we pass on that ain't hetem et starf liyisa. So the Ravid says you have to eat so much of the candy bar, so much of the trefa cookies, that you swallow the kazayis of trefas. If you eat less than that, so it's chatzi shir asam and atarva, the Rabbit says. It'll be an isa chatzi shir. And the Rambam writes it'll only be an isa de Rabbonin, because the Rambam, not like the Minchas Koyin says, that he holds like that, Rash Mishansa Mishnayis in Machshirin, with the Tosefs in the end of Avodah Zarah, the chatzi shir aydei taruvas is only the Rabbonin. No. Our Gibson, the Gemara Chulin is beferi, chatzi shir aydei taruvas is their rice. Against that Rash, he must have had a different Gibson in the Gemara. Tesis in the beginning of Beitza quotes this Gemara that you see from the Gemara that Chatzis Shira Ayde Taruvus is only the Rabban. That's not the way it says in our Gemaras. The Maritz Chais points that out on that Tesis in the beginning of Beitza. The Tesis must have had a different gears. And our Gemaras has said Chatzis Shira Ayde Taruvus is an Issa Deraisa. So the Rambam holds a different word. In order to apply this is a condition in applying the rule of Tam Ki Iker. You only apply the din of Tam Ki Iker if you have kazayis dechilas pras. So according to the Rambam, it means two things. Number one, the ratio has to be correct. If you have less than 1/12, or less than 1/9, whatever the shiur, less than 1/6, less than 1/8, whatever the ratio is supposed to be. If you have less than that, you have one in 20. One particle in 20 is treif, but when you eat the cookie, it gives in the sinus time. Sugar, a flavoring, gives in the sinus time, but it's less than 1/20th of the whole thing. So according to the Rambam, that's not tam kika derais. The Gemara says you only apply tam kika if you have this ratio. You have kazayis tachilas pas. Then the Rambam goes one step further. Even if you have the correct ratio, but you didn't eat the whole kazayis tachilas pas. You only ate a little bit. You didn't say chatzis shir asmanater. Because the halach only, you only apply tam kika derais when you have in the ratio of kazayis tachilas pas, the correct ratio, and you actually eat the kazayis tachilas pas. If you didn't eat kazayis tachilas pas, then the whole din of tam kika doesn't apply. It's a condition, not only like the Ravid said, kazayis tachilas pras is a condition to get malkus. If you don't eat a kazayis tachilas pras of the yisi, you're not going to get malkus. So the Rambam says, no, not only condition for getting malkus, it's a condition for applying the rule of tam kika deraisa. It only applies when you have kazayis tachilas pras on two levels, the correct ratio and the poel mamish, he's really eating the kazayis tachilas pras. If it has the right ratio, but he only ate half a pras, he didn't eat the whole thing, then not only is not loika, the Rambam says the whole isa is only the Rabbanon, the whole tam kika is only the Rabbanon. Then you have the Rabbeinu Tam. We have it in Tosfos a little bit. Then the Rosh, yeah, the Tosfos got it from the Sefer Yosha, the Rabbeinu Tam. It's all in Sefer Yosha. And the Rosh is famous. The Rosh has it Bahar Chovin. He quotes a Mishnah in Maseches Chale to support the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that if you have the tray for cookie, you have the tray for candy bar that has in the Sinas Tam of the Chazer Shmaltz, you don't have to eat so much of the candy bar that you have swallowed a kazayis of Chazer Shmaltz. If you eat a kazayis of the candy bar, you ready to get malchus. So the Rishonim asks, what do you mean? That's the hetem mitzdarf liyisr. We don't accept that opinion of the Tana who says hetem mitzdarf liyisr. Rabbeinu Tam says wrong. Hetem mitzdarf liyisr is the machlekes hatanoim when the yisr is not mixed in with the hetem. He has a ham sandwich. He didn't cook the ham with the sandwich. The sandwich is dry bread. He's eating two things at the same time. He's eating ham and a pickle at the same time. The ham didn't give a tam into the pickle, the ham didn't give a tam into the sandwich, into the bread. So if he eats two different things, unrelated, that's a machlekes hatanaim, whether hetem mitzdarf liyisr, because he swallows it together, and we pass ganein hetem mitzdarf liyisr. But if the isa was mixed in, blended into the hetem, it gives an asinus tam, and you say tam ki ikir, and there is malchus on tam ki ikir, not like Rabbi Yosef Meirlan says there's no malchus. So then the Rabbeinu Tam says you get malchus if you eat kazayis min ataruvis. There's no need to eat so much of the taruvis that you have swallowed a kazayis of iser. If you just swallow kazayis min ataruvis, you're already loika. So a group of acharonim said, Salvation always used to pin the blame on the minchas baruch. Okay, but
what? So how does he explain the gemara that says you're in a loika?
Rabbeinu Tam.
So you didn't eat a kazayis?
You didn't eat a kazayis.
Okay. I was thinking, Marcy, if you don't eat a kazayis of nevela, you don't get malchus.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a pshita. I don't know. It's a good detain against Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that in order to get malchus, there's no need to eat so much of the taruvis that you know you have swallowed a kazayis of the iser. As long as you eat kazayis menataruvis, that would be sufficient to get malchus. So a group of achrenim want to say that this Rabbeinu Tam is lishitase, that he holds that chaticha atzma nasas nevela bishari surim, when you have treif of chazal shmaltz is mixed into the candy bar or into the cookies, the whole cookie becomes treif, and you get malchus feeding a kazayis from the cookie. This is all lishitase, that chaticha nasas nevela bishari surim. So we had a few tainas against that. So Rav Soloveitchik said, Taina, the main Taina he had was, the Shach says that this Chanan Bishari Surim is only the Rabbanon, and the long Arichas, the long, long Ran, very long Ran, the end of Perkol HaBosar, on the side of the Rif. There's no Rif on that page, the Ran is so long, it's on the page after the Rif. The long Ran says it's all Akzera Otto Bas Mechav, it's only Akzera the Rabbanon. That's how we assume. Chanan Bishari Surim is only Akzera the Rabbanon, Otto Bas Mechav. He is saying that he gets Malkus, he's saying that this is a Din Derais, and it's based on a Chanan B'sharisim, which is only the Rabbanon, what are you mixing together? Din the Rabbanon with a Din the Rais. Secondly, you can't say within the Rabbeinu Tam that Chatichatz Menas Nevela is to be understood literally. that the het and nepach liosisa, when you mix in chazer shmaltz into the cookie, the whole cookie becomes also. That's not ridiculous. So we had the Chavis Das gave a pshat and a shach and simen peizayin. The Chavis Das explained it's wrong. We have a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah and a din in Yerideh quote, and no one disagrees. I have chitim. I made flour out of the chitim, and then by accident, a nochri's yainesach or stam yainam poured, spilled out on the chitim or on the flour, and it got absorbed in the flour or in the chitim. So I'm not allowed to eat the flour because it has a tam of trefa yain in it. So the Mishnah says that you may sell it to a nochri, provided you're not going to charge extra. If you're going to charge him extra because this flour has wine flavoring, so then you're getting hanor from Yisuri hanor. But if you sell it for the price of regular flour, a regular kernels of grain, you're not charging extra, so then you're not getting any hanor from the Yisuri hanor. So the Chavis Das asks, but if you tell me chaticha atzmanasis nevela, it means that the Yisuri yainesach is chal on the kernels of grain, so everything should be osabano, yainesach is osabano. So the answer is no, that's wrong. We had the din in Yeridea the other day. Melech HaBolom Midam. Where was that? Pei Simen Kufei, the last Sif, I think. Simen Kufei, the last Sif. Yudalit. The last Sif and Kufei. Simen Yuhei, Simen Kufei, Sif Yudalit. You have Melech HaBolom Midam. You use salt in order to salt the flesh, in order to absorb all the dam. So all the salt is full of blood, so you can't use that. You scrape off all the salt after you finish salting the flesh. Can't use the salt and throw it into the soup now. It's dreif is salt, it's full of dam. What if by accident the salt did fall into the soup? So the salt is nice and tam. Salt is avir all the time. Even though you have shishim against the salt, it's not going to be buckle. So the mechaber, so the two opinions in Tosis, and the mechaber paskin is lahokel. The salt is not dreif, only the dam is dreif. As long as you have shishim against the salt, everything is fine. Aye, but we paskin. But according to the Ramah, the Chabad is no kasha. But the Ramah holds that Chaticha Nas Nebele even applies to Shari Surah. So doesn't it mean that the dam makes the salt treif? Now that the salt is treif, so the salt is Abida Latayim, it should be Mamashu. So the answer is no, the salt never became treif. The Alocha Chaticha Atzma Nas Nebele doesn't mean that Het and Nepach Liyasisim. And Basa B'cholav, that's what it means. Het and Nepach Liyasisim. But the Shari Sum is just the din in calculating Shishim. You have to figure out Shishim Kenegda. So this halacha, that's what it means. Chaticha Atzmanas Nevela, if you have a little bit of treifus falls into a whole mixture and you don't have Shishim, so the whole thing is treif. And now some of this, or all of this, falls into another taruvis. It's not sufficient to calculate Shishim Kenegda, the spoon of Issa that fell in. You have to calculate Shishim Kenegda, the whole carrier of the Issa. So now comes the Ramah. The Ramah understood that they were Rishonim who said that you say Hanan on a pot. You say Chaticha Nas Nevela on a Kedera. So the Ramah understood you have a Kedera Chadosha was brand new pot, never used before. They never cooked anything in the pot. They never even cooked water in the pot. Or the Shach says, or they cooked water a long time ago, more than 24 hours ago, and by now all the water is nice and tam levgam. That's a question. The Gemara says whenever you have a treifer pot that was used, the cooked treifers more than 24 hours ago, so menater lo yosa ter lo kedera basyan. You permitted menater to cook in the pot after 24 hours go by. Ruba de ruba. You have some unusual cases where we say the tam habalu and the kedera is mashbiach. The longer you leave it there, it's mashbiach. It doesn't become nes and tam gam. Yai nesach. It says beferish in Gemara, it's in Mishnayis and Mishulchanach like that. If you have a tray for kli and a ben yomo, so you don't say the yayin and the kli becomes nas tamgam. We assume the flavor enhances, it gets better. So in rare cases, you say that ena ben yom is still nas tamgam. But in 99% of the cases, we assume that any tray for bli in a pot is nas tamgam. So what does that mean, nas tamgam? So this was a fundamental machlokes between the Rashba and the Ra'oh. They both learned by the Ramban. The Rashba wrote a sefer Torah Abayis, the whole chelak alf yaradei. It's patterned after the Rashba's Torah Abayis. And the Ra'oh has here and there hasogis that's called Berak Abayis. He's fixing up. He's improving the Torah's Abayis. A couple of holes here and there. And the Berak Abayis is coming to fix up the mistakes. Once in a while, he'll disagree what the Rashba quotes B'Shem Ramban. The Ramban didn't say that. And most of the time, he's just disagreeing with things that the Rashba said, and I don't agree with him. They were classmates. The Rashba and the Ra'oh learned at the same time by the Ramban. So this happens to be a machlekes the Rashba in the Ra'oh and Teres Abayis and Berak Abayis, When you have a tray for kli she'ena ben yoma, so it's mutam and atar, you don't have to kasha. The only tekasha is only with the rabbanim. Zayin ben yoma, atar ben yoma. That's the gemara, the last daf. The last Omer Aleph in Masechus Avodizor, Xerayim and Yomo, Ata Ben Yomo. So there's a machlek, the Rashba and the Ra'o, what does it mean? So the Rashba says, the bliya in the Charsin Sagdeira, if you could remove it, it wouldn't taste so awful, but it doesn't taste so gewaldig. So whatever food you're going to cook, whether you're going to cook vegetable soup, or you're going to cook chicken soup, or you're going to cook fish, or you're going to cook potatoes, or you're going to cook water for a cup of coffee, whatever you're going to cook, when that time goes in, it's going to be poigen b'miktsas. So min ha-Torah it's mutter to cook any kosher food in a tray for pat ha-tzeinu b'yomo, because nois and tam levgam, what it means is, when the tam is still osir, the tam b'yatzmusa, that's bulu and the derf nehakli, is still osir, but whatever you're going to cook in the pot now, is going to be fresh food. Whatever you're going to cook now, is going to be fresh food. And this is old stale stuff. The old stale stuff is roi l'achila. Let's say you have sometimes stale bread. It's roi l'achila, but it doesn't taste so good, but it's still roi l'achila. Whatever you're going to cook in the pot, the stale flavoring is going to be poigim b'miktsas, the new food. And the halacha says that poigim b'miktsas is enough, since it's less than 50%, so it's all based on tam k'yikar. So it's poigim b'miktsas, so that's the het of nos tam l'gam. That's how the Rashba says. So the Ra'o asks, if that's the case, so why did the Chachamim have to make exereine b'nyoma to b'nyoma? They should have said, you're not allowed to cook kosher food in a tray for pate in a minyama because aim about the nisa l'chatchila. The tray for bli is still tray. The tray for bli b'mkaymai medes. When you're going to cook kosher food in the pot, tray for bli is going to get mixed in with the kosher soup. That's the halach. Aim about the nisa l'chatchila. So it could be that that's what the Rashba understood. That was the Gemara did say. Why is there a din aim about the nisa? What's a din aim about the nisa l'chatchila? It's a din derais, a din derabon. We had a machlekes. The Gemara said by Zroi b'sheila, Hail Nozir, the Shalmei Nozir. When the Nozir finishes the malos of the Naziris, he has to bring a series of karbonim. One of the karbonis is the Shalmei Nozir. So there's a special halacha, the Hail Nozir that he brings, the ayil. The Zroa has to be given to a kohen to eat, and a non-kohen is not allowed to eat it. And the halacha says you have to cook it together in the same pot. Cook it together in the same pot. It's going to give an asinas tam in the rest of the flesh. So the Gemara says it's going to be bottled b'shishim, bottled b'mei, whatever, you don't have to worry about that. But it's mutter l'chatchila to do like that. Gemara says, yeah, this is an exception to the rule. Even though usually aim about the nisan l'chatchila, this is an exception to the rule. So the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like the Ravid. You said that Rashi sounds like that also. That aim about the nisan l'chatchila is an isa deraisa. And here's, zeh het abo mechlal isa, this is an exception to the rule. That here we say l'chatchila, aim about the nisan l'chatchila. And the other Mishanim say no. The aim of Atan Islach Hatev Shach Paskins La'aloch and Simon Tzadik Tes, second half of Simon Tzadik Tes is all about the aim of Atan Islach Hatchila. Tzadik Tes Sif Hei. Aim of Atan Islach Hatchila. So the Shach Siv Kotten Zayin, very short Shach, very important Shach. He says we don't accept that opinion of the Raivid who holds that as the Raivid, so we Paskin is only the Rabban. So look at Dasa Raivid. He passed an aim about the nisan l'chatchila is only the rabban, and therefore there are certain leniencies, there are certain kulas, and there's din of aim about one. So if you hold the aim about one is only the rabban, so what does the gemara say? The zreb b'shed is such an exception to the rule. Zehu het abba mechlalis, it's an exception to the rule. What's the exception to the rule? So the rishonim explain. Yeah, aim about one nisan l'chatchila is only the rabban, but there's never a mitzvah to cook chaz shmaltz together with kosher food. You never have a mitzvah to mix it together. Here is the chamitzvah. That's the mamish unusual. A mitzvah to cook treif together with kosher. Treif means for a non-koyin, the Zerah B'Sheila is treif. So it's a mitzvah min ha-Torah to cook the treifas together with the kosher. So the Gemara says that that's an exception to the rule. So again, we pass k'nei m'mat l'nisa l'chatchila is only nisa d'rabbana. It's not a nisa d'rais. Why do they make a din b'im about the nisa l'chatchila? So one could say, it's exerid rabbanon. He may make a mistake. He may think, wise guy, he wants to give his wife a heart attack, wants to give his mother a heart attack. So he starts pouring, look ma, he's pouring chazashmalt into the kosher pot. Mother starts screaming, he says, he stops it, see, I learned yeredeya, and it's batel b'shish. So it could be that it's awesome of the rabbon because he may make a mistake. He may think that you have shishim, and you didn't calculate right. So it could be that that's exactly what it says in the Gemara. You're not allowed to cook in a kedera she'ena bas yoyma, gzeira ena bas yoyma, oto bas yoyma. You may make a mistake. So it could be that it's all the same thing. Eina basyayim ezasan rabbani may make a mistake. And eina batanis lachatkili may make a mistake. So it could be that that's the answer. The ra'oi asked the kasha against the Rashba. If he holds that the bliya, that's the trefa bliya and the charis and sakdeira, and the walls of the pot, really, as it stands now, it's really roi lachilas adam. It's a little bit stale. It doesn't taste so gewaldic, but it's still roi lachilas, like a stale piece of bread, like an old piece of flesh. It's dried out. It doesn't taste so gewaldic, but it's still roi lachilas. But whatever fresh food you're going to cook in the pot, that's going to be poikim and mikzas. So the ra'oya said, what did the Gemara have to come on to a new reason of Xayrain ben Yom Ata ben Yom? They should have said that Eimavat Anis Lachatchila. So you could say one answer, that's exactly what the Gemara answered. The whole din of Eimavat Anis Lachatchila is Xayrain that you may make a mistake. Or you could give a different answer. That's the official answer that's quoted in the Yeridaya. Eimavat Anis Lachatchila is only if it's Kabanosa Levatel. I'm going to mix in a non kosher ingredient because it's going to make everything smoother. They put in non-kosher ingredients for all kinds of funny reasons. Usually they put in a non-kosher ingredient to give nesina stam, so then it's tam kiika. So it's not going to be bottled. But sometimes they mix in a non-kosher ingredient as an emulsifier, sometimes they mix it in that it should make it smooth around the tongue or something, all kinds of different reasons. So the tour quotes earlier by the Siman about Dvash, I'm going to gain by mixing it in. But if I gain nothing over here, let's say the guy has a trefet pot that he hasn't used for trefis in 24 hours. Now he wants to cook some vegetable soup. He's interested in having the trefet tam go in. No, it's going to be poikim and mixas. He would have been happier if we wouldn't have a trefet tam. The soup will taste even better. But it's a pain in the neck. Go do hagol on the pot. But he's not really interested. Zain kavanos levatel. He stands to gain nothing by having the tray for flavor going into the kosher soup. So since it's zain kavanos levatel, so strictly speaking, that's not called eimavat anis lechatchila. That's the official answer that's quoted in the Yeridaya. The official answer to the Ra'or's kasha against the Rashba. Anyway, but the Ra'or asks that kasha. The Ra'or asks on the Rashba if the Rashba holds. If the Rashba thinks that the bliya, the trefa bliya that's sitting in the charis and sagder in the walls of the pot, after 24 hours is still roi lachila sodom, but it's not so good, it's not so tasty, it's not that flavorful, and whatever fresh food you're going to cook in the pot now, that bliya is going to go in, it's going to be poikim and mixa, it's going to be muta. So why did the Gemara have to come up with a new gzeira? The Rabbanon gzeira ain't bas yom ato bas yom, he may make a mistake. They should have said ein mevat anis lachatchila.
I thought he asked why is it even muta min atira. Which is, I thought the Ra'or seems to be mashmos that Eim Avatlan is a Nisidoraisa.
That could be. Okay, that could be. Yes, isn't it? Shouldn't it be covered, Eim Avatlan? You say it sounds from the Ra'or that it holds Deraisa? That could well be. So the Ra'or is machriach from this that the trefa bliya in the kli she'ena bas yoima a kedera. If it's a kli, it's zocher. If it's a kedera, it's in a keba. Okay. So a kedera she'ena bas yoima or a kli she'ena ben yoima. Okay. So if you have a kederah sheina bas yoima, so the Ra'or holds that the bliya that's sitting there is afra bialma. It's so affected by the charsis hakederah sitting in the metallic flavor of the kederah or the cheres flavor of the kederah, it does such a job on it. After 24 hours, it tastes awful. Nifsa machila sodom, nifsa machila zakela. It's not roi lachila at all. The thing is not roi lachila at all. That's what the Ra'or says. We were discussing the din of chametz b'mashu. We were discussing there's a din of chametz is b'mashu. So chametz mashu means a little bit of chametz. Let's say the chametz dik of vinegar. This kosher lepesach of vinegar. Chametz dik of vinegar. The pigs, whether it comes from grain, or it comes from wine, or it comes from vegetable, different sources. It's usually not. Usually vinegar is not from grain. It's way too expensive. It doesn't pay. Years ago, it used to be made from grain. And now they save money, they make it from other from vegetables. So let's say you have chametz dikah vinegar and falls into a pot of pesach dikah soup. And you have shishim against it. So chametz bepesach is b'mashu. What if you have the vinegar that fell in, the soup would have tasted better without the vinegar. This is supposed to be a sweet soup. Not supposed to be sweet and sour soup. The balabasta would have been happier if it wouldn't have fallen in. So what's the din if it falls in on pesach, chametz bepesach b'mashu? But it's nice and tam levgam. So that's a machlekes harishayim. So this is in the end of Avodah Zarah. And all the rishayim have. Most of the rishayim say that chametz bepesach is b'mashuhu, that's b'mashuhu, that shishim doesn't help. Nezen tam levgam is a better heter. That's less than mashu, better than mashu. So nezen tam levgam is mutter even with Pesach. And the Mechaber Paschal is like that. Although chametz bePesach is bemashu, but if you have a nezen tam levgam, that's a bigger and a better heter, and that's even mutter. Nezen tam levgam is even mutter bePesach. And the Ramah stands out and he says no. Nezen tam levgam is a pchina of mashu, and since chametz bePesach is bemashu, so nezen tam levgam is also bemashu. So that's all it says in the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ramah on the tour. Ramah wrote a chibah on the tour called the Darkei Moshe. So the Ramah writes on the tour, not only if the chametz falls into the pot, and it's nice and tam legamis, pegim and mitzas, what if I was frying eggs in a chametz dika frying pan that's in a ben yomo, on Pesach? The husband takes the wife, will never happen, it'll never happen by the way. The husband doesn't know what's going doing in the kitchen. He takes a chametz dikke frying pan and he starts frying his eggs for breakfast on Chalamoit. And Yantav doesn't eat fried eggs for breakfast. So he fries eggs and a kli shein ben yom. So kli shein ben yom is nosen tam lev gam. That's what it says in the morning. Nosen tam lev gam means nosen tam lev gam, like vinegar falling in, pogim and mixes that is based on bittel. The Ramah is based on bittel. That's chametz b'mashu. Or do you say no, like the Ra'or? Klishein ben yoima is nifsal machila. No, it's nothing with nothing with nothing. It's nifsal machila sakelev. It's afra bialmo. The Ra'or writes this. Afra bialmo doesn't count at all. If you say that it's afra bialmo, that even if you hold like the Ramah, the nosen tam lev gam is a pchina of mashu, and an as is bepesach, that's a nosen tam lev gam when a food that's royal achila falls into another food that's royal achila, and it's a clash in the flavors. It's pogim and mixas. But if a chametz dika klishein ben yomo gives out an asinas tam, so that's the chafer bialma. Even the Ramah should agree that that's mutter. So the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe writes l'chumra. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe on the Torah writes l'chumra. Not only nosen tam legam A is mashu, even nosen tam legam B, even a klishein ben yomo is also nosen tam legam.
You can't do according to that Darkei Moshe. You can't do hagala on Pesach because you're never going to have
According to that Ramah, you cannot do Hagolah on Pesach. That is correct, because the treifa, the chametz dika bli, will go into the water, then it'll go back into the pot, and thus the tam lev gam is also the Pesach. That is correct. You cannot do Hagolah, unless you use a dobra poigim that'll make a nifsim achilas hakelav. So when it goes back in, it'll be tchilas abli lev gam. Okay. So getting back again. In Tzadik Beis Siv Dalet, this is fundamental, very, very important. Comes up Elochel Maisa every day in the industrial kind. Machlegs the Mechaber and the Ramah. Machlegs Abin Etam and Abin Efrayim. What he say? Chaticha Nas Nevel B'Sharisim. So Ashkenazim Amachma like the Ramah that you do say Chanan B'Sharisur. What does it mean? It doesn't mean Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevel that the kosher food is Heta Nepach Liosisa. That's ridiculous. That's what the Chaver Das proved. That's what it means. Malacha below midam. You see, it's not true. So just the din, you have to measure shishim keneged the whole carrier of this. So what would you say if you have a tray for belia that's absorbed in a kli, in a brand new kli that was never used before? Would you say chaticha nas tevel on the kli? So the Ramah understood that that's a dion in rishonim. That some rishonim hold you say chanan on a kli, and he said some rishonim say we distinguish between a kli cheres and a kli mateches. A kli mateches where hagola can help. So it's not so connected. The treifa bli is not so connected with the pot. So on a kli mateches, which lends itself to hagolah, so you will not say chanan on the kli. But a kli cheres, where you simply can't do hagolah, so the bli is so connected with the kli, so then you say chanan on the kli. The shach disagrees. Where was the shach that we were doing? Tzadi Gimel. So the shach said cut and base. Then Tzadi Gimel. Shach says, look, lekamon tzarik ches, ein chilek ben gderush al matech z'gderush al cheres. There was a suggestion in the Ramah that one of the Rishonim distinguishes between a brand new kli cheres and a brand new kli matech, neither was ever used. So the Shach writes over there, in tzarik ches, he has a long arichas, so he says, the Ramah misread all the Rishonim. No one in his right mind ever said that. No one ever said you have to calculate shishim keneged the charsis hagderet, keneged the thickness of the gderet. Chatech nas vele b'sharisum only applies if the treif abli is nivla into a piece of flesh. Treif abli is nivla into some soup, kosher soup. Nivla into a pot, charsak there, nobody holds like that. What is a dion if the pot was used? not a brand new pot that was never used. The pot was used to cook water, to cook kosher soup. So there's a bli of kosher soup of water in the pot. So the shach seems to be assuming that if the bli is from more than 24 hours ago, the shach in Tzadikhes seems to assume that's afro bialmo. That's nothing. Absolutely, nis machila, forget it. The shach is talking the language of the ra'or. The pella is that the Mishnah, I mean, there's no kasha. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Dark Emotion, Hilchas Pesach, says not so. By Pesach, the Ramah is machman that even if you cook in a cliche in a ben yomo, it's also considered nice and tam lagam, and nice and tam lagam is bashu, and the Ramah is paskining against that ra'or. So maybe the shach wouldn't agree with the Mishnah Berurah's Dark Emotion. So the Dark Emotion wrote it in his commentary on the Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch never wrote it. Maybe the Ramah meant to just l'chumr, chumr de Pesach. I don't know, but it's clearly a contradiction. The Shach holds, the Shach in Tzadikhes, when he's talking about this Ramah, about Hanan on Kalim, so he says, the Ramah made a mistake, no Rishon ever said Hanan on a brand new Kli, and no, that was never used before. Hanan on a Kli, Hanan Misharisim means on food, on soup, on Oichel, on Mashke, something, not on a Kli. The only time they're talking Hanan on a Kalim, if the Kli has a Bliya, you don't know how much, Le'adina Kamanofik B'nei, so you have to measure Keneged Kulo, and has a Bliya, there has to be a Ben Yomo. If the bliya zayin meyama is afro bialma, nothing to discuss, not real achila. He's assuming like the ra'or's language. Afro bialma is nothing. If the pot has a bliya of a ben yomo, and now I cook a teaspoon of chaza shmaltz, a teaspoon of nevela in the pot, so that's a shaila. When I'm going to cook kosher food later, is enough if I have kosher, if I have shishim, and the kosher food can neged the spoonful of chaza shmaltz that I cooked, or do you say no? Chaticha nas nevela, maybe the chaza shmalt spread into the whole kosher soup or the kosher water that's below in the dofne hakdeira. And I should say chanan, not on the kli. The Rishonim didn't mean chanan on the kli, they meant chanan on the blias mashkim that's below in the kli. That you say chanan. So why shouldn't you say chanan? So the Mechaber says you do say chanan. Mechaber writes in Tzadik Dalid, Tzadik Dalit Siv Beis, the Mechaber holds that you say Hanan on the Balu and the Kli. And then the Ramah says there in Siv Beis, Tzadik Dalit Siv Beis, but Yeshomrim, to those who disagree with what the Mechaber writes, so what do they hold? So the Bir Agra writes, in test, the Harbi Paskim Svirli, the B'dova HaBalu, I mean Hanan. You don't say Hanan on Balu and the Dofna Kli. Why not? You only say Balu, you only say Hanan on a Meichel. What's up? Saloch HaLamashim Yisina, why shouldn't you say Hanan on the blue and the dofne akli? So that's, let's see, there's a beer agro here somewhere. This is beer agro, I wrote it down somewhere. Tzadik Beis Lamed Dalet, Tzadik Beis Lamed Dalet. There's a very surprising Bir Agro, it's not his fault, he quotes a Trumas Adeshin. See, there's a brackets. In Siman Tzadik Beis Bir Agro Lamed Dalet, he has a line in brackets quoting the Trumas Adeshin. So he quotes, there's a, in the fourth parak in Maseches, third parak in Chulin is Eilu Treifes. The fourth parak is Behem Am Kasha. Behem Am Kasha is all the Dinam of Ben Pekur. So it says there in the Mishnah is, and the Gemara has a whole sugi in Perek Beim Am Kasha. Much of Beim Am Kasha is quoted in Yeridah in Hilchos Shechita, all the dinim of Shechita is Ben Pekua. And some of the dinim have to do with Tumah V'Tahor. So the Mishnais and the Gemara have there in the fourth Perek in Maseches Chulin a din that Tumah Belua is not Metame and Tara Belua is not Mekabel Tumah. The Gemara gives an example. Let's say a woman is pregnant with a baby and she goes to a funeral and she goes home. So she was in the same room with the mace, oil a mace. So the pregnant woman becomes tummy tumas mace. The uber inside is not affected. That's called tahara balua. The baby is tahar, and tahara balua is not makabu tumah. That's one kind of balua. If the baby's inside the rechem. Then the Gemara has a case. A person swallowed a ring. A ring is a tachshit like a kli, is makabu tumah. A person swallowed a ring. And it's going to wait, it's going to go through the intestines, it's going to come out the other end. It didn't come out yet, so far it's still in the stomach. And then the person goes into he goes to a funeral. So the person becomes tummy. Does the ring become tummy? So the Gemara says, no, it's tahara balua. Tahara balua is not mekabel tuma. Whether it's balua in the stomach or balua in the rechem, it's, the Gemara learns that two different psukim. Tahara balua is not mekabel tuma. Same thing, tuma balua. Let's say you have a ring that's a cherev harei kecholo. I went to a funeral and I'm wearing a metal ring, and cherev harei kecholo, so the metal ring becomes also like avi avai satuma. So when I come, I walk to a new building, I'm wearing the metal ring, so I'm metami everybody in the room. Cherev harekechol is metami ba'oyel. Lad Rishonim holds metami ba'oyel. So what happens if this ring, which is an Abiyah Vaisatume, Mishugana, he swallowed the ring, and it's in his stomach, and then he walks into a room. So the Mishnah and the Gemara say, no, Tuma Balua is not metami. Tuma Balua is Kemisha'ino. It doesn't count. Or let's say the woman was pregnant, and then the baby died. The doctor says the baby doesn't have a heartbeat anymore. The baby is dead. And it's a pregnancy of more than 40 days. So it's metami tuma soil. So the din is that the tuma soil is only when the baby comes out of the rechem. Calls him on, the baby is still inside the rechem. It's called tuma blua. Whether the tuma blua is in the rechem or in the stomach, the Gemara learns out, it's the same din. Tara blua is not mekabel tuma. Tuma blua is not metami acherim. There's no tuma. You have the piyut for Parshas Poro. It says like that. Most of the shuls, they don't say it. But in the period for Parshas Poro, so it has such a tongue twister there. Hameis babayis habayis tohor. Yotzim and habayis also timei. So what's going on? So the Mefarshim on the seat explained, Hameis babayis, if the woman has a dead baby inside the rechem, habayis tohor. The woman is tohor, because tumah blua is not betame. Yotzim and habayis, when the baby comes out of the rechem, now it's a tumah that's not balua, also timei. And when the baby comes out, that is metami the mother, because the mother's in the same room with the baby, and the mother's touching the baby. Because man, the dead baby's inside, that's a tuma blua, it's not metami. The Gemara has a difference. There's a din of beis astorim, there's a din of beis astorim, and there's a din of balua. So let's say someone is tame and he touches somebody else. So he's metami him. If I'm an avatum, I touch you, I'm metami. That's only if I touch you, mi'ibaroi. I touch you on the outside. Let's say you touch me, you put your finger inside my mouth. Like this. You don't touch me. I'm the tummy. Let's say I'll touch you inside your mouth or inside your nose over here. So, or you'll touch me inside my nose or inside my mouth. So that's called, there's no maga beis hastarm. Maga beis hastarm doesn't count. But masa beis hastarm does count. The Gemara draws a nida. The Gemara draws a distinction. Magad beis hastarm doesn't count because the pasuk says v'chiyiga hazav batohar v'yodav lo shotach b'may. If the zav touches somebody and he didn't, I mean v'yodav lo shotach b'may, he wasn't. You can't say that he did it till it said daim on your hands. The hands become tohar and the rest of the zav is tamei. There's no tefila lachatzan. There's no tahara lachatzan. Either the zav is tamei or the zav is tohar. So the Gemara says it doesn't mean v'yodav lo shotach b'may. Means he wasn't tevil yet. If the zav wasn't tevil yet, so then he's metami b'magasa. Why does it say yodov? It's misleading. So the Gemara says it comes to teach me the din that maga beis hastorm doesn't count. Ma yodov mi baroi, I've called me baroi. The only way the zav is metami b'maga is if the zav is the tomei, if he touches the yodov, the tohor, yodov is ibaroi on the outside to the exclusion of beis hastorim, and he has to touch the hand of the tohor. If he touches the beis hastorim of the Torah, it doesn't count. You need the nogeya and the thing that's mekabel tuma. The one who's metame and the one who's mekabel tuma has to be a maga mi'ibaroi. If it's a maga beis hastorim, it doesn't count. So then the Gemara said, "Beferish and nida." That's only benegeya to maga. But if it's masa tumas masa. Let's say someone put something in my mouth. That's metame b'maga ubemasa. So inside of the mouth is beis hastorim. It's not metame b'maga. But if I'm walking around with it, it's metame mi b'masa. Nivlas habehem is metame b'maga u'b'masa. A sheretz, a dead sheretz, a dead mouse is only metame b'maga. It's not metame b'masa. Nivlas behem is metame b'maga u'b'masa. So if I put it in my mouth, it's metame b'masa. But let's say I have something in a beis hastorim. Let's say they cut me open and they put the piece of nevela inside my stomach and then they close me up. So there never was any maga on the outside. And there's masa, I'm going to walk around with this nevela inside my body, but that's masa beis hastorim. So beis hastorim is balua, excuse me. The Gemara draws the distinction between beis hastorim and balua. So beis hastorim is not metan, there's no maga. Maga beis hastorim doesn't count. based on the pasuk, the other lo shata b'mayim, my other mi baray, have called me baray. But there is masa in beis hastorin. But in balua, if it's further inside the body, balua is kemisheinu, doesn't count at all. There's also a din. Rabbi Kivege points out the din. The Gemara says even though you don't need bias mayim on the beis hastorin, let's say a person his tummy goes to mikveh, there's no requirement that he has to open up his mouth or open up his eyes. You keep your eyes closed, you keep your mouth closed, so that's beis hastorin. But nonetheless, the Gemara said there's a din of chatzitza in the beis hastorin. If you have a chatzitza inside the nose or inside the ear, inside the mouth, in between the teeth, so a chatzitza in the beis hastorin is no good. That's a shaila whether that's a din derais, a din derabanan, but in Shulchan Aruch it says it's no good. A chatzitza in the beis hastorin is no good. But if you have a chatzitza further inside the body, bibalua, so Rabbi Kibegan Hilchas Nida quotes the Maharil, I think, quotes the Achrayim, that there's no din of chatzitza in balua, because balua is legamre kemishena. Balua doesn't count at all. He talks about a stuffed nose. So if a person has a person is tevil in the mikveh, and they have some, they really have some crust on the inside of the bottom of the nose, so that's a beis hastorin. So beis hastorin, there's a problem, there's an issue of chatzitza. But if the nose is stuffed all the way up on top, that's balua. All the way up on top is balua. Same thing by the ear. The outside of the ear, part, the outside part of the ear that's exposed a little bit, that's beis hastorin. Further in, deeper in, that's called balua. So once you reach a point that it's balua, balua is considered kemisha einon. So that's what the Bira Gros quoting over here in Tzadik Beis in Kotten Lamed Dalet. He quotes from a Trumas Hadeshen that just like there's Mishnayis in Perik Be'imam Kasha, the fourth Perik in Maseches Chulin, that say that Tara Blua is not Mekabel Tum, and Tumah Blua is not Metami, Blua is Kemisha'ino. So they want to say that you don't say Hanan, it's Atushtel. You don't say Hanan on the Reitev that's Blua Nedoifne HaKli. The Ramoth thought that there was a Machloik, because every time Hashem say, you say Hanan on a Kli, on a brand new Kli Chodesh that was never used before. So the Shah claims that was a misunderstanding. No one ever said that. And the Shah claims no one ever said Hanan on a Balua Nikli that's Eina Ben Yomo. He said that's also like Afra B'Alma. He'll hold like the Ra'oh. That doesn't count at all. It's not Roy Lachila, Pir. Kimo Shehu, it's not Roy Lachila. He's going against the Rashbo. He's assuming like the Ra'oh. Maybe he's assuming because the whole Hanan B'Shar Yisurim is only the Rabbanan, so he's Mekel over there. Okay, maybe that's why. So he says the whole Medubar of Hanan B'Balua is only if you have a balua that's still ben yomo, and then you have treifus is nivla into that balua, into the kli, would you say Hanan? So that's a machlokes, the mechaber and the ramor, and sadik dalit zid beis. We didn't learn it yet. So the mechaber says, you say Hanan, the balua, and the ramor says over there, Yeshem the sag b'machashishim. So the Bira Gros says, Harbi paskim silu b'dov balua, l'armina Hanan. And he gives you the marim kaimus. So one of the Marmakaimas says this one, this Bira Gror in Tzadik Beis, or Islam Adali says, the Trumas Adeshin says, the mocker to this, you shouldn't say Hanan Bibalua, is that Mishnah. It's a Pella, the Gemara has a klal, Isimituma lo yafina. Gemara in Perek Mitzvahs Chalitz and Yivamis has a klal. There are two separate areas of Allah, Tumah Vetar is one area, and Isimahet is a different area. Within each area, we learn that Binderech Elachaberi, Mecha Kavachayim, Mamatzina, Binyanav. We assume all the dinim in one area fit into one pattern. All the dinim in the other area fit into one pattern. But there's not necessarily going to be one pattern achid. There is not necessarily going to be one unified pattern between Tumah Vetar and Issa Vehetta. And same thing, Isura mi Mamayna le'afina. There are three different areas of Halacha. There's Mamayna and Isura and Tumah. So that's a Pella. How do they learn Issa mituma le'afina? We mentioned yesterday the problem. The Ravid says, based the Gemara and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and Nida says, Tarte le Reyusa, say Machman by Tumah Vetara. So the Ravid says, based on that, if you have a Tarte le Reyusa and Hilchas Trefes, you have two Shilas, one next to the other. Shila A is really Lahakal, Shila B is Lahakal, but there are others who hold not so. So since they're near each other, and each one is a Shila, so it's like a Svek Svek Lahachmer. So you Machmer over there. So the Ravid got it from the Gemara in Nida, which is talking about Tumah. So the Achrayim, a classical Achrayim is, maybe the whole institution of Tarte L'Reyusa that Yemachmet is a din derabana. Tarte L'Reyusa that Yemachmet needed of Gimel Manal. Maybe that's only by Tumah Vetar. Maybe by Issa Veheta you have no right to say this. So that's the same issue over here. How does a Trumas Hadeshin come up? How does some Rishonim come up with such an einfall that you don't say Hanan Bibalua That's the Ramu and Tzarek Dalet Sid Beis. You don't say Chanan Bebalua because Tuma Beluas Kimishain and Tar Beluas Kimishain. Well, that's the din in Tuma Vetar. How do you carry over from Tuma Vetar to Yisav Heter? We have a call Yisav Mituma Leyafin. Is that Pella? Okay. It's a Pella. Nachmal, so what were we up to yesterday? I forgot.
Isn't there a rabbit Sif Aleph and Tzadik Beis that you don't say Chanan in what becomes Nivla in the Gdeira itself?
You don't say Chanan by what?
You have a case of Pichanas and Rebbe there. Yeah. If you didn't take out the end of the end of Sif Aleph, if you didn't take out the Bas of Bechola, the piece of meat, in my hispik lasalka, she took a lifle to Chalav Shabola.
Yeah.
Then it's enough if you have samach keneged the basa. What about the stuff that was nivlan and that was already poilet? What about what was all nivlan into the kaisley agdera?
What was nivla?
In the kaisley agdera.
Part of the flesh. What part of the flesh was nivla?
The basa b'cholav. You had basa b'cholav inside, and he took out the piece of basa, but you had a piece of basa b'cholav.
Yeah.
And you took it out. But you took it.
And I have shishim against the whole volume of the Chatichas Basa.
It's enough. But what about the stuff that was nivla and now was pilot again? The cholov that was nivla and the kaisle agdeirin came out again. That's a riot that you don't say Chaticha Nasan Veilam. What was nivla and that even the mechaba was right there.
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Yeah,
the Rama comes out that he's Lashitaso, that he in Sariches he understood the Rishonim that it must be that the Pshat is that the Chanan by the Kli itself and not Machmas Lablua, because he holds that there's no Chanan by Balua, and he couldn't understand like the Shat.
Yeah, he doesn't pass like those Rishonim. He says there were Rishonim who said that you say Chanan on a brand new Kli, and we don't accept it, not by Kli Cheres and not by Kli Mateches.
But he couldn't even understand those Rishonim. In the Shach,
he says you don't even say Chanan by Balua Nikli. He says even by Balua Nikli you don't say Chanan. So Kavach Hamer that you wouldn't say Chanan on the Kli, on an empty Kli. But he's quoting, he claims that the word Rishonim say that you say Chanan on the Charsis Hagdeir itself, even though it's not Balua with anything. A brand new Kli Chadosh. And the Shach claims there never was such an opinion in Rishon. Yeah. So Nochem will say, how far do we go? We did Sari Gimel Nahama. We did Sari Gimel Shach Aleph Beis Dalek. Aleph Beis. The Ramo has a Chumra there in the beginning of Sari Gimel. Let's say you put a fleshy glid on a milchik pot, you're cooking milk in a milchik pot, and by mistake you put a fleshy glid. Or you put a milchik glid by mistake on top of a fleshy pot, you're cooking fleshiks. And then you have the hevel, Dina Kiraitim, so the hevel is going to bring the tam out from the lid on top. If the lid is a ben yomo of milchiks or fleshiks, hevel Dina Kiraitim will bring the tam out, and it'll make the stuff on the bottom trade, right? Make the lid also trade. What if the lid is ain't a ben yomo? Ain't a ben yomo is ain't a ben yomo, so it doesn't create any problems. So the Ramah says that there is a chumra b'loy tam that the kisu hakder afal pishena ben yoimai makes an isa. He says v'chein nogem emiktsas mekomis. That's the Ramah in Sari Gimel Sif Aleph. V'chein nogem emiktsas mekomis. V'chein ani noig b'pnei aminig. But he says it's a chumra b'loy tam. Chumra b'loy tam is really a minig shtus. So you should really forget it. So that's you should forget about it. So that's what the Shach quotes, that the Marshal says it's ridiculous, it doesn't make any sense. And the Levush, the last line in the Shach, the Levush is Kore Tagra al Chumazu. The Levush doesn't like the Shaila. What do you know, Yigachum, if it's Chumar Belitam? It doesn't make any sense. So they try to be Miyashiv a little bit what it's based on. Okay. So the Shach works a little bit, trying to figure out what the Chumar possibly could be based on. Okay, so what do we do after this? Let's see. Let's see, Simon. Let's see, next is Simon Kufes of Cotton Base and Mashach. What's over there? I forgot already. Simon Kufes, we did yesterday, yeah. The Machlekes, the Mechaber, and the Shach, when you say the two Kavishka Mevushals. One Kavishka Mevushal takes 24 hours. Rashi always says, when the Gemara says Kavish and Mevushal, Rashi says Kavish Betzir. What's Kavish Betzir? Kavish in water is also Kavish. So the Ramah, so the Rosh came up with the Chumrah, that's Tzvei Dinim. Kavish in plain liquid is 24 hours. Torah Likuli Yom Mevachelva. And Kavish in Tzir is Kadesh Yala Aleish V'yasala Hatziach. It's much less, 6 minutes, 8 minutes, fine. So then the Mechaber understood this, the Mechaber understood the Rosh to mean Kavush in the Dov HaCharif only takes 6 minutes. So he says not only Tzir, claimants would also be Dina Kitzir. And the Shach disagrees. So we had this in Pei Zayin already, that the Ramah wrote L'chatchili should be Choshish with this, that Chomer, Kavush, and any Dov HaCharif, he says, the Ramah says Asvara, that the Cholov should be Kevo is a Dov HaCharif, because it has the enzymes in it that are going to be able to affect the milk and make it into cheese. So that's a kavish and a dov acharif is kavish in 6 minutes. And the shach holds that we don't really paschal like that, only kavish bitzir, not kavish b'chaim. Then the second half of the shach we saw yesterday, the second half of Sukkot and base, he quotes the Yisra Behetta who says that not only do they say kavish to make the kli treif, if the dam is sitting in the kli, the liquid dam is sitting in the kli, if the 24 hours makes the kli treif, if you have cold water sitting in a tray for kli for 24 hours, so the kavish will accomplish to make the kosher water tray. Kavish kamibushal is mafle the top. So the shach says we don't shach and the top. They said we don't accept that isa beheta because it only becomes kavish kamibushal after 24 hours. The end of the 24 hours, so it's nice and tam legam. The bli in the pot is nice and tam legam. So ken asa b'riyevi. So he doesn't agree with that. Isa Beheta. And then he says, the whole Lashon of Isa Beheta is Megumgo. The whole thing doesn't read straight. He quotes and he says, the whole thing is Sastirim and Ebe. Doesn't read straight. Okay. So that's of cotton, that's of cotton base and Kufay. Good. What else there? Kufay sieve base. We discussed already.
The Mechaber holds from the Rosh side about the Chaymet, if you show us 6 minutes or 8 minutes. The Mechaber holds from that side. Mm-hmm.
Mechaber quotes the Tzimikuf Heisif Aleph, that Kovish Bechoimetz of a Tzir is 6 minutes. And the Shach is Masig on the Chaimetz. He says Tzir we're Maskin, that's the Rosh. But the Chaimetz, he says, is a misunderstanding.
In Pei Zayin, the Lashon of Mechaber is Yom Sholem. Because in Pei Zayin, it's only that Amos is the Chaktiva. The Mechaber says that Yom Sholem.
Right, means there's a Tzir in the Mechaber. Maybe the Mechaber holds only Chaimetz with Tzir. Maybe holds a Cholob Shebekeva is not such a Dovachar. Ramah there was machmer even cholov shebikeva is a dov acharif, and lechatchila any dov acharif makes kavish kamibushal no less than 24 hours. And b'di'evad he says we don't hold like that. So what do you mean b'di'evad we don't hold like that? That it's not really such a dov acharif. B'di'evad it's not true. A dov acharif doesn't make kavish in 6 minutes. Only a maliach, only tzir makes, not a dov acharif. That's what the shach holds, that there is no such din. There are other chumers dov acharif. There's no din of natvanah. There's no din of beinah ben yoimai. Certain chumers in dov acharif. But the Shach says the Chumrah of Kavush in 6 minutes doesn't apply to Dov HaCharif, only to Tzir. Then we had Siv Beis as a Gemara, that Bishul B'Shabbos is only Kli Bishul. Kli Sheni Einem Avashol. And Basa B'Cholub is only going to be Basa B'Cholub, the Reis Adach Bishul Asutar, only Kli Bishul, not Kli Sheni. Where else do you have Korban Pesach? A Bashal Mavushal Bamayim. Ki Yim Tzliyesh. If you eat a Korban Pesach, that's mevushal other than tzli, so you mevatel the eser, you write around the eser of kiyim tzliyesh, but you only get malchus if you eat altochel menu no al kol malchus shenam hisham pen v'al. As Eloi says that if you eat altochel menu no, if you eat no, you get malchus. If you eat basha mevushal, you get malchus. What if you eat a carbon pesach that was cooked in a klisheni? If it worked somehow, usually a klisheni is simply metzias, it's not going to cook. Let's say you succeeded in cooking the carbon pesach in a klisheni. So the Gemara says, Klishen is Einim Avashal for all the three dinim. That's a din deraisa. But Korban Pesach is a din Basha Mavushal, Shabbos is a Melechas Bishul, and Basha Becholov has to do with Bishul. So in all three, Klishen is not Mavashal. What about to make treif, a treif of Bliya? So that was the big machlekes, the Ramban and the Rashba quotes, the Ramban and the Bali Ateses. All the Bali Ateses assume that just like Klishen is not Mavashal, so it's not Mafliya or Maflit either. So the Mechaber says lachatchila you should be machmer even in klisheni, but by the Yevid you can be mekel. What says lachatchila by the Yevid? So Rebbe Kibeger over there quotes from the Minchas Yaakov. Minchas Yaakov is the Chayk Yaakov's commentary printed on the bottom of the page of the Torah's Chatos. So he writes, let's say a little treifus went, there's a bli of treifus klisheni bliya into a kli mateches. The kli mateches lends itself to hagolah, so that's called lachatchila. Lachatchila should do hagolah. But if the kli sheni bliya entered into a kli cheres and kli cheres ain't lo hagolah, so that's called b'di'evit. If the alternative is you have to suffer a hefsed mamet to throw it out, that's called b'di'evit. But if the alternative is you have to kasher it, so does say stadayin lachatchila. It's still considered. That's an interesting definition of lachatchila. I would have said that that's b'di'evit. There's a blia biklisheni into a kosher kli. So the shem b'di'evit, so fafal. So Rebbe Kivegi quotes the Minchas Yankiv. Since the kli is a kli matechis that lends itself to agol, it does say slachatchil. So lachatchil you're not allowed to be mekot. But a kli cheres is mutter, because kli cheres is dach b'di'evit. So b'di'evit we pass from that it's mutter. There is a Taisis and Maseches Avodah Zorah on the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about Bishul Akum. Ben Ochri cooks kosher food, so you're not allowed to eat it. So that's an Issa the Rabbanon. It's a maybe the Dechasna, may lead to intermarriage. So the Taisis quotes the Rabbein Avram, the Shitas HaRaivit. Not, I don't think it's the famous Raivit, some other Rabbein Avram, a different Raivit, that he says that if you have a non-Jewish woman who works in your home, the base of Shal Yisrael, so there's no din of Bishalak. The maid can cook the kosher food in the kitchen, there's no Bishalak. So we don't pass on like that. But it's in Shulchan Aruch that B'di'evet, we wouldn't tasa. So the tasa is over there, in the second chelik Yerodeh, the beginning of the second chelik, when it has all the dinim of Bishalakum. So the Meforshim explain over there, if the Nochris, the Mishares, has cooked some food, so if you got to declare it as bishalakum, you have to throw it out. You have to give it to her. They should take it home. So since the alternative is to throw it out, or to lose it, to give it away to a goy, to lose it, so that's called b'di'evit. So b'di'evit, we rely on the raivit, so you're allowed to eat it. But as far as the pot is concerned, that's called l'chatchila. So go kasha the pot. Same as Rebbe Kivega says over here from the Minchas Yaakov. If you have a pot that you can kasha, so that's still called l'chatchila. But as far as the food itself is concerned, that's called b'di'evit. So you have a funny case. Usually you have food that's treif, so it makes treif the pot. Here the food is kosher, and the pot is treif. How can that be? Because it's a shaila what the din is, what the bishalakim applies if it's a mishareses who's cooking the base of Shal Yisrael. So the raivit is mekel, now the rishonim are machmer. So we pass in lechatchil it's awesome, but b'di'evit is mutter. Tchil means you shouldn't rely on that. But b'di'evit, if the nachri is cooked the base of Shal Yisrael, so the food is mutter because that's called b'di'evit. Why is it called b'di'evit? Because the alternative means you got to throw it out. You got to lose the whole chicken. You're not allowed to eat it. But as far as the pot is concerned, that's al dain called lachatchila. Like Rabbi Kivege quotes over here from the Minchas Yankov. That's called lachatchila. So there it's an abnormal, that's a funny case. The food is kosher and the pot is straight. You have to kasher the pot even though the food is kosher.
There also, we have the matzah and the chavos says, we have
also given a ba'amah. I mean, over there, even klicheres would also be lachatchila, because you can do hagol gim upon him. Okay. And a chanami. Here you can't, but over there you can. Okay. Then the Shulchan Aruch quotes Irui. What's the story with Irui? So there's a long shachias of cotton hay, and he starts from the Tosfos in Perikira, and it's a Tosfos in Zvachim. What's the din? Is Iri kikli vishon? Iri is kikli sheni. So it's a machlekes. With Iri kik machlekes, the Rashbam, the Rabbein and Tam. So we pass on the compromise sheet, the Rabbein of Baruch, the Baal Sefer Atrume, who says based on the sugin psochim and the afayin vav, whereby the sugin tatoi gova iloi gova. So the Gemara says ademekale bola. If the iloi is hot and the tatoi is cold, so we pass on tatoi gova. We assume that it doesn't make treif. But how to make a leibola, so we assume it's bolei kadek klipa. So that's what Taisa says, that it's mevashal kadek klipa. So that's where the Magen Avraham was quoted by Rabbi Kivegan, was quoted by the Prima God, and they said that din, how to make a leibola, does bishul kadek klipa, that's only a chumra midirabana. Mikra din, it's not so. It doesn't do any bishul at all. Mikra din, it's really mutter. The kadek klipa is also, it was only a chumra mid the rabbanim. Mikra din really shouldn't be also. Really shouldn't be also, because the simple reading of the Gemara is that we only aser a bliya bechamin if it's derech bishul. If the bliya is not derech bishul, so we don't aser. So that's the shach, just starts the whole presentation. The machlekes, the rashbam, the rabbin the tam, and we pask in kadek klipa. Fine. Then the shach has a line. There's an asterisk on that line. It's halfway through Sivkot Nehei in the Shach, more towards the end. So it says, Hilchach L'inyan Shabbos Abasim B'cholav Oser Afila Be'iri Shenifzaka Kiluach. Iri Shenifzaka Kiluach means like this. Let's say they usually say, you're not going to put the tea bag in the cup of the cup on Shabbos and pour the water in, because Iri is Mavasha Kadei Klipa, so it'll be Mavasha the leaves. But if you put the water in first, then you put it in the tea bag, so then it's a cliché, it's a cliché in a Mavasha. So what if you put the tea bag first and you're going to pour the water in spurts? You're going to pour and you're going to let go, you're going to take away the kettle, so before the water lands on the tea bag, it's going to be nifsa kakilur. It's not going to be connected with the tea kettle. So the Rashach says, afilu nifsa kakilur, you also say iri is kedei klipa. Even nifsa kakilur also has to do. So usually we have Nekudas HaKesef having Hasogas on the Taz. And once in a while you have a Nekudas HaKesef, sometimes by the Shach himself and sometimes by the Shach's son. I'll make a comment on what his father wrote in the Shach. So here there's a comment in the Nekudas HaKesef on this line in the Shach. The Shach says that Iwi is Mevashel Kadei Klipo by Machma for Shabbos, Machma for Bas Mecholov, and Trefis Kadei Klipo, Afila Nifsa Kakiluach. So it says in the Nekudas HaKesef, and my edition is the last line on page 487. It's the last line in the Nekudas HaKesef. I am a Simon Tzadik Beisiv Zayin B'Hagor. It says Fakir. Look in Tzadik Beisiv Zayin. The Ramah says, you only say, Iri is Mevashal Kadei Klipa. If it's Loi Nifsa Kakiluch, Nifsa Kakiluch, you don't say, Iri is Mevashal. So Chastira. So he writes, whoever is writing, I'm not sure whether it's the Shach or the Shach's son, he says, Bitzorach lachalek. You gotta say a teretz. Bitzorach here. What's the teretz? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he quotes a Dogel Mervove in a different place in the Eridea. If you look in the Ramah's talking about a different case over there. The Ramah's talking, the fellow's pouring from a kettle on a surface, on the sink. And the surface, Nizchal Gabi Kiritz Anenis, the surface is cold. So you even say Iri is Mavasha Kadei Klipa, even though it's Nischal Gabi Giritz and Nenis. Not that the water is going directly from the kettle onto the tea bag. I'm pouring on a cold surface and it's going to roll till it's going to bump into a tea bag or something. So even Nischal Gabi Giritz and Nenis is also Iri Mavasha Kadei Klipa. But if you have Tartili Tevusa, Nischal Gabi Giritz and Nenis, plus Nifsa Kaki Luach, then you say that it's Mutter. Here the Shach is talking Iri directly. He's pouring on the tea bag. So he's pouring in spurts like this, and he's stopping all the time. So the Shach writes, even Nitzah Kakiluch, he still say Iri is Mevasha. But it's Nischal Gabi Kiritz and then it's the Tziruf. Nischal Gabi Kiritz and then it's both together. Then the Ramah says there. That happens to be what the Ramah is talking about. I remember when I took my Bechina for Yerideya, so there was one boy who was a friend of mine who never bought a Yerideya. He was listening to Rav Soloveitchik's shiur and taking notes. He never bought a Shulchan Aruch. He never bothered to buy. He's not in the rabbinate. No. He's in business. He just lost $1 million last year. So I hope he'll get it back. So came up his 2 weeks before the Bechina. I said, yes, can he borrow my Yerideh, this little Yerideh? So I said, yeah, but I need it back before the Bechina. So the guy never gave it back. So my father had an old Yerideh that wasn't, this is a Vilna edition. My father had a Lemberg edition, but the Tzuras Hadaf was totally different. So I didn't want to use my father's yardeh. I was afraid he's going to get me all confused. So I just chazed, my father had a tiny little yardeh. I just had a bare hetev and a pischi chula. So then I wanted to test myself to see if I really knew the yardeh. So I figured I'll look in Rav Moshe's chuvas, I'll see the shayla, and I'll decide what I think the din should be. So Rav Moshe had a shayla, what's the din about Iri Nifsa Kakilur? So I thought, mutta. So enough in the Ramah, it's mutta. Then he says, no. Astira and the Ramah and the Shach. And the Dogel Mervavi quotes the Dogel Mervavi says the teretz is if it's nischal gabi kiritz and then it's betziruf nifsa kakiloch then you make it, but just nifsa kakiloch alone is not correct. That's this shach over here. Shach says after the nifsa kakiloch, you also say that iri is mevashel. Yeah. All these dinim of Kli Sheni is Mavashel, not Mavashel. Iri is Mavashel, not Mavashel. The whole thing is only if it's Yatzalet is Bo. If it's less than Yatzalet is Bo, that's called Tzayin. Yeah. What if you have a pot, I cook soup on top of the fire, and now I turned off the fire an hour ago, and it's a little bit warm, but it's not nowhere near, it's not even Poshrim, it's just a little bit warm, but the Kli Rishon is still where it was originally. So is there any room to be machmer there? Doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? It's tzeinen. What happens if I have a very low fire, I have a pot of soup al gabi hoesh, I just turned the fire on, it didn't get a chance to boil up yet. It's a Kli Rishon al gabi hoesh, but it's not yatzal lettuce. So the Shachir in Hay quotes that there are some achronim who thought that's awesome. Ma pitom? Well, it's a mamish tzeinen. No, because there's the Yerushalmi that says something about also harchoka l'kli rishon she'en hayad shaletes bo. So they misunderstood the Yerushalmi and Kira, the third parak in Shabbos. They thought en hayad shaletes is en hayad soletes, the same thing. Even though the soup in the pot is not yad soletes, it's tzeinen, but also harchoka l'kli rishon. But it doesn't make any sense. It means if it's a kli rishon agabi ho'esh, so then even though it's not yad soletes, then you machmer otu agzera otu. So the Shach says that's utterly ridiculous. If it's not Yatzalet, it's not Yatzalet, it's Tzayin. What is there to discuss? What did the Yerushalmi say? Also, Harchok is Zoktanein. Ein Hayad Sholetes is the same as Yad Soledes. Hayad Sholetes is the opposite from Yad Soledes. Yad Sholetes means sometimes you fill up the bathtub with water, so you can stick your hand in for a second, but then you got to take it out. You leave your hand in too long, you're going to burn it. And sometimes the water is hot and you can keep your hand hayad sholetis on it. So ein hayad sholetis, if you can't keep your hand there, means that it's burning hot. You're gonna burn your hand if you leave it there. So that's the same as saying yad sholetis. So the Yerushalmi says, yeah, it's bishul on Shabbos if it's ein hayad sholetis, which is the same as saying yad sholetis. So why is it also harchoke? Isn't that a din deraisa? So the Shach doesn't finish off the story. According to the other Achrayim who said that if it's a Kli Rishon al Gabi Ho'esh, so you machmer also harchoke, even though it's tzeinen, even though it's only a little bit poishrim, it's not yatzalet, still you make harchoke. So I understand what also harchoke, it's a gzeir. But the Shach holds that's ridiculous. If it's below yatzalet, it's tzeinen. Tzeinen is it, there's not mavliya, so what is there to discuss? So the answer is the Yerushalmi seems to hold. He's talking about Bishol on Shabbos. Yerushalmi holds that Bishol b'Shabbos is only Bishol al Gabi Ho'esh. What if you're Mevashel b'Tol d'Sa'esh? Let's say I have a frying pan that I held on the fire, and the frying pan is burning hot. Then I take the frying pan off of the fire, and I crack open an egg, and I throw it on, and the egg gets fully fried. So the Bavli raises the question. Bavli in Perikira has the question. What if you do Bishol b'Tol d'Sa'esh? Bishul Be'esh means if the frying pan is on top of the fire, crack open the egg, and the heat, the fire that's there, is heating up the egg. What if I took the frying pan off it? The frying pan was heated by the fire, and I take it off, and now I'm cracking open an egg. It's Bishul B'tol D'Sa'esh. So the Bavli comes to the conclusion, Chayiv Chatos. So the Meforshim and the Yerushalmi say, the Yerushalmi is Chayiv on the Bavli. Yerushalmi holds Bishul B'tol D'Sa'esh. It's only the Rabbanon. So that's what it means. Also Harchoka L'Kli Rishon. She'enu al gabi ha'esh, if it's ein hayad sholetis, ein hayad sholetis, hainu, yad sholetis. Yad sholetis means vasalda bechila mipanecha. He puts his hand in and he jumps away. His instinctive reaction is he jumps away because it's so burning hot. So that's the same thing. Ein hayad sholetis is the same as yad sholetis.
Even if we hold that Toldasayas, we shall be held that Toldasayas is the rice, can't we say that Mirishan is exerted and not allowed to put any food, even if you're going to remove it before it's going to get cooked, you're not allowed to put
it. That's what it means.
Maybe.
That could be. Okay, that could also be. Also, Achok and the Kavishon, even though you plan to take it off.
Yeah.
That could be. Rashi and the Rashba learned that that's a Gemara in the Babli also. The Babli says like this. He could learn that that's what the Yerushalmi means. The kids, the question is, if the phrase ein hayad sholetis is the equivalent to yad soletis, so why did the Yerushalmi say that it's also harchoka? Then it should be bishul deraisa. So either you say like he says, it's a gzeri, you're not allowed to leave it there even as man muad, even though you plan to take it up. So gzeri may leave it too long, Or maybe the way the classical Achranim say that the Yerushalmi is Chaylik and the Bavli, that Bishul Be'esh is their Eish, Bishul Be'chaldas Eish is only the Rabbanan, and that's also Hachop. Yeah. Probably will not be their Eish. It's only Bishul Mamish Be'esh? I think so. Bishul is only Be'esh. Bishul Be'chaldas Eish is not Bishul their Eish. Bishul Be'chaldas Eish is only the Rabbanan. Yeah, let's say I have Irui, I have kosher dishes and trefa dishes. Trefa dishes are ben yomo. They're washed off, they're clean, but they have a trefa blia ben yomo. I have a kettle of burning hot water, and I'm pouring Irui. We say, Irui with machme kadei klipa. Irui is mafli and mafli kadei klipa. So if I pour burning hot water and it bounces off from the trefa kli onto the kosher kli, doesn't make a trefa. So the Shach writes a Loshan over here that even though we hold that Ir is Mevashel Kadei Klipa, but to do both at the same time, to be Mafdal Mavliya Kachas, that's too much. If there would be Bien, Trefa Bien, or Fleshi Bien, or Milchik Bien, then Ir only has to do one job, to be Mavliya. This Bien should be Nivla into the kosher plate, so Ir does one job. But Ir should do, or let's say if I have a piece of Flesh sitting on top of a Milchik Pot, Milchik pot is a ben yomo, and I pour burning hot water, so the iru is maflit, the tam, the milchik tam in the pot, and it goes right away into the flesh. But let's say I don't have flesh bm, I don't have milk bm. So I'm pouring burning hot water from an iru on a fleshik dish, and it's going to bounce onto the milchik dish. So the shach says later, that's going to be a not banat. Okay, leave that out. That's going to be a not banat. Let's have trefa dishes and kosher dishes. Now, not banat isur is usur, but he says the Ramah seems to hold. He says he would have thought that it's usur. Iri is mevashel kadei klipa, but he says apparently the Ramah is mekel that iri is not maflit the mavliya kacha. So even though I poured it on the trefa dish and it takes out the bliya ben yomo, it cannot do a second trick. The same iri cannot do a second stunt to be after being maflit. The Trump cannot be mavliya that trefa tam into the kosher dish. So the shach bekoshi is maskim along with that Ramor later. That Iri is not mafling the mavlikans. So he throws in that lashon here in Sivkotin, hey, but he's talking about how effective is Iri. So he writes such a lashon. It cannot be mafling the mavlikans. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Tomorrow, people want to break. You want to learn Yeridea? How many people want to learn Parshas HaShavuah?